a logopraxis context, all we can do is work with what's presenting. Okay, so this is the key. We don't work to achieve a particular outcome. We definitely don't work to achieve an outcome of what we think good is. What we do is we work with what presents, and we let the Lord take care of the future, for want of a better term. So we get the ideals given, you know, and we take those in. So the word gives an ideal of what heaven is, right? So we take that in, we hold on to that, and then we try to be it. But actually, there's nothing you can do to be that ideal, because the ideal is the Lord himself. He is good, right? So, and he's the only good there is. So we can't be good. We can do good, and in accordance with our understanding of it, which is the truths we have, we can do that. But that is not being good. And those two things, we tend to confuse them, and it's important that we don't, because if you confuse them, you'll end up in the merit-guilt cycle of never making the grade. And so the idea of spiritual work is to put us in front of what the proprium is. That's why you create a task. The task doesn't make you a better person. It never will. What it will do is put you in front of the proprium so that you can accept that what the word says the proprium is actually true. And then you will stop trying to offer it up as something acceptable or something that you can take into heaven with you in that sense. So it kind of flips things on its head. So charity and doing good has to do with working with what arises. That is the good that's offered.